One of the mitzvahs in this week's parsha is bal talin, the prohibition of leaving a corpse out on a tree, hanging on a tree, for another day. Lo salin nivlaso ala eitz. Don't allow it to hang. Ki sikbor tikbarenu bayomahu. You have to bury it on that day. So even though, yes, for capital punishment, it's appropriate sometimes to publicize the bal chet, nevertheless, kavor sikbarenu bayomahu, ki kilas elokim talui, velosetami es admascha, asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha nachala. So yes, even though you hang the person on a tree because of the gravity of their sins, that day they are required to be buried. You cannot allow them to be hung overnight. Says the Chasam Sofer, we can read this allegorically, symbolically, so that the lo salin nivlaso ala eitz refers to a person's chatayim, a person's sins. When a person does an avera, usually the avera is done with the guf, not with the neshama. The neshama will say the salisa oso al eitz. The neshama will say hang that of the chait of the guf on the tree. However, we understand that the guf and the neshama in our world are combined, they're intertwined. The guf needs the neshama and the neshama needs the guf. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, lo salin nivlaso al ha'etz, don't allow that chait to hang overnight. When there's an opportunity after a chait, you do tshuva. Don't allow one night to pass by without doing tshuva. Ki kavor sikbarenu bayomahu, you should bury it on that day. And that's how you read the pasuk, v'chiyya b'ish chait mishpat maves. When a person sins, now they have mishpat maves. They have the ruling, the judgment of death, because a rasha is called a mace. And when you sin, you're bechinas rasha. So therefore, when you have this mishpat maves, v'humas, v'saliso so'al eitz, you say, oh yeah, that's not me, that's the chait. I'm going to just distance myself from the chait. I'm going to put it on the tree. That's not about me. That's not my pintalayir. I'm my neshama. I'm different. He says, no. Lo salin nivlaso al eitz. Don't leave it there. Immediately do tshuva. But if you can't do tshuva immediately, then at least ki kabor sikbarenu bayomahu. At least make sure you do tshuva by the end of the day. Why? Ki killas Elokim Talui. He said, don't wait. Because first of all, the Chasam Sofer writes, who says that the mazel of Thursday is going to help for your tshuva for Wednesday? Right now, you have the opportunity to do tshuva for your sin, to repent. So take advantage of the opportunity. Do tshuva right away, or at least by the end of the day. Ki killas Elokim Talui. That avera that you have is not just your avera. It's also a pagam and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You sinned. Your avera is against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You've disgraced, defamed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, since it's kilas elokim tolui, the greatest thing that you can do after you sin is to do tshuva right away. Don't delay. And that's the key. We say mitzvah habad liyadcha al tach mitzena. When a mitzvah comes to you into your hands, don't delay. The same for tshuva. Yes, when we sin, it's hard, it's frustrating, it's a struggle that we've made this error. But nevertheless, think about bal talin. Lo salin nivlaso al eitz. Don't leave it there. Immediately do tshuva. And if you don't do it miyad, at least ki kabor sikbarenu bayomahu. Because it's not just about you. Ki killas elokim tolui. It's also about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And at least in honor of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the least we can do is do tshuva for our averos and allow the neshama and the guf to come back together and serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, be'ava, be'ira, and emuna shlema. Have a wonderful day.